Paul, then, first of all, injury-wise, how are you looking ahead of the game with Northampton?
No, we would only really be without Nathan Smith now, who's obviously having another week at St. George. Obviously, Sammy Morsey is a bit more long-term, you know, with them two lads. Sammy's showing great signs now, back training about the club every day and doing his rehab, so he's hopefully January the 1st, give or take a day or two, but I'm sure knowing Sammy, he'll be back before that. Nathan's obviously a different ongoing one that, you know, has dragged on longer than we've all wanted. So Nathan's back at St. George's for another week this week. You know, so maybe the two without. Ollie Banks has took a dead leg Saturday, that got him withdrew from the game Saturday. You know, but apart from that, he'll be starting tomorrow, Ollie, again, so no, we're good to go.
In terms of the longer-term injuries, Morsey then seems just about ahead of schedule then. Was he supposed to be back before then?
I think January the 1st was always a sort of, you know, Northampton away, Cheltenham away, that type of timescale for Sammy. But, you know, I expect Sammy to be back playing before then.
Is there an indication as to, well, getting to the bottom of Smith's problem? Because obviously now it's dragged on and on, hasn't it, for the lad?
Yeah, I think we all should be respectful of that. I think one of the problems that happens now is that people can build things up that aren't there. You know, Nathan's not happy and not comfortable with what his ankle's set telling him. So we must all respect that. The easiest thing for everyone to come up with is this, A, B, C, D. You know, the lad wants to play football. He was player of the year last year here. You know, we all want to fit Nathan Smith at the club. You know, certainly with McFadyen coming in at the end of the week was more down to the fact that, you know, going with the loan window about to end, busy period in December, we just couldn't take that chance of having no cover at left back.
Given the fact that you've just alluded to having such a balanced squad with cover all over the place, does that then rule you out of any sort of last business before that deadline now?
Does our chairman listen to Radio Sheffield? Yeah, obviously we're not going to, of course, but listen. You
know, with the chairman here, I doubt it somehow.
Yeah. No, that's us finished then for sure, Mr. Chairman. Listen, our chairman's been fantastic to me since the day I walked in the door. And, you know, he's always challenging us to put a deal up in place and different stuff. But, you know, the likelihood of us doing any business now is nil. You know, we're happy with what we've got. We are looking forward to going into December now with this group and trying to put more and more points on the board.
Does that include outs as well, just to get some of the players on the wider reaches out?
No, we're looking to get, we've been looking to get Aaron Chapman out on loan. I think I might have something in the pipeline there, and certainly Jack Broadhead, and these type of lads need to play football. We're lucky to have Matty Brown, which we're going to let that go on a bit longer now because we have a 24-hour recall. So Matty's now getting competitive football at conference level, and if need be, would be pulled back in. So we now have a player who's playing games, ready to go in. And this is the type of thing I like to do. You know, I like lads to be playing regularly because you can lose match fitness quick.
One player I wanted to bring up, Gary McSheffrey. How's his fitness?
Trained this morning, you know, done light work at the end of last week and trained this morning. So Gary comes back into the squad. And as I say, we'll have one or two lads now disappointed to not make the bench tomorrow. You know, that's a pleasing thing because, like, we've had a team meeting this morning to highlight, you know, we need everyone in December. You know, lads are getting one or two days off here and there at the beginning of December, but once you get around the 15th, 16th of December, there'll be no days off for our players. It's all hands to the pump.
It's the first time we've had to speak since the real kind of emergence in the first 11 of Banks. He's had a cracking start, hasn't he? What do you believe his personal qualities are here?
I'd much prefer to talk about the rest of the team rather than single Ollie out, I think. Nowadays, what happens with young lads, we build them up too quick and we also put them down far too quick. You know, while he's a young lad who's learning the game, and the biggest qualities for the lad is his infectious enthusiasm to play football. You know, Ollie Banks will affect any football match he plays against any opposition because he's got that ability to want to get on the ball and play. And I think certainly he's given us a big lift because we've got a lot of good players at our club. We're very, very lucky. But we don't have players who run in behind people from deeper reaches of the pitch. What Ollie's done is done them things. Hence he gets goals. Hence he gets his header goal. Hence we now have something in our armoury that the other lads weren't giving us. It's not a criticism of the other lads because we're talking about the likes of Gary Roberts, Jay O'Shea, Jamie Devitt, these type of lads who all want to get on the ball and play. But when we speak about penetration, it normally means running in behind without the ball. And someone's got to do it. Ollie's come into the team. I spoke for ages about us just not being right. I actually feel that now we are just right. I actually feel we're a well-balanced team that can be physically strong if needs be, that can play football as good as anybody in this division. And if we have to close ranks like we've had to in the last two games to see games out, we've done that with equal effect.
You made some interesting comments about Dirikwa, just seemingly in a bit of a rut right now. Probably the first of his short career where it's just not happening for him.
Hey, footballers go through this. You know, we've had a laugh and a joke with Tendai and Callum this morning. I said to you, you're the two worst substitutes I've ever put on it. But you've got to have this. The young lads, you know, and they're laughing and joking. And I was trying to bring Callum into Tendai's one because Callum done all right. You know, but Tendai's, listen, Tendai's a fantastic young player. He's got great qualities that any manager would love about. But what happens when you do something wrong on a pitch? It can quickly affect what you do. And we keep speaking about senior players and top players in the country. They have a mentality. And their mentality comes from self-belief. And you've got to give players self-belief. It's one of the things that Drew Talbot struggles with now and again. And you'd never believe that. Because he's hard on himself and he's a critic of himself. And my job as manager is to give these lads what they haven't got. And once Tendai develops that self-belief, he'll recognise his qualities, he'll bring them qualities to a pitch, and he will be the player that we all know and think he's going to be.
So Northampton then, as a challenge, from the outside looking in, they've gone from being a team in the playoff final last year, now they're struggling. What do you put that down to?
34 pros this year, I think it is. 32, 34, due to the injury list, the crippling injury list that he's had. You know, the change in some personnel in the summer, you're putting new teams on the pitch, you're expected to hit the ground running. You know, the expectation level at a club when you've been in a playoff final is that you'll be promoted next year. And these are all the things that must be factored in. You know, one of the things I know is that Northampton are a very strong League Two team. Aidy Boothroyd, in my opinion, is certainly one of the elite managers in our league by far. Whether it be hard work and games watch, knowledge of the game, CV, things he's done, he ticks every box. What they've run into now is losing senior players. And if you lose your senior players, you've got problems. Because you're trying to replace senior players a lot of the time with sometimes young, inexperienced lads from clubs on loan, etc., etc. Lads who are coming to you that need games, that take a week or two to hit the ground running. And we've all seen at our level, you don't get much time to hit the ground running. You know, Northampton, I've got great respect for Aidy. I've got great respect for Northampton as a football club. I do believe they're in the bottom two tomorrow. I believe come the end of the season, Aidy will have led them to a lot more lofty position than that.
He's also noted throughout his career, given the success that he's had, of playing a very certain type of football, quite direct, big players up front, etc. Is that how you assess this Northampton to be like now, in and amongst the injury problems that they've had?
I think when you're changing teams regularly, and we've seen in our little bad run, you know, the teams chop and change. At the minute you get on a good run, it seems like you're picking the same team again. Certainly AD's had the problems, as I say, with injuries, etc., etc. And, you know, I think AD should be left to speak about them himself rather than me comment on other people's style of play and what they want to do. I think anyone who's seen Northampton last year would see a very effective team, who were very strong, very willing, got a great team ethic, and it took them to a Wembley playoff. I'm sure we'd have liked to have been at Wembley last year.
How crucial to the recent success in terms of getting victories has been the fact that, you know, you've been able to name the same team for each of the last few matches?
Again, I don't buy into, you know, the questions we get asked now as managers is about recent success. So that means, like this year, we haven't had any success. We're second in the league on goal difference. And some of the questions at times you get asked are amazing, because I keep saying to everyone the same things. Like, people say, oh, we're on a good run today. But then when we lose, the good run will have ended. But it won't really have ended because it's a league game. And we have 46 of them. And your pattern over 46 games will determine where you want to be. And I say the same things. I don't get drawn into good runs and bad runs. I get drawn into the next game. And now we approach a very difficult game against Northampton with the target to get 3 points to keep us where we want to be in a very competitive league.
What improvements do you want to see, albeit having got the win on Saturday against Wickham? What more do you want to see from this group of players?
Nothing. Just win again. You know, I think it's important now that we've had games this year, notably the Mansfield one, where as a manager, I go home and I sit down and think to myself, fuck, what did we do wrong? No, we couldn't have played any better against Mansfield apart from win the game. You know, then we've had games like Saturday where we've seen the game out without playing well. We were poor, not poor second half, that's disrespectful to our players. We never played well, yet we've had a second half against York where we've hit them with everything we've got, chance after chance, and the width of the post has kept us out. So what people don't factor into a lot of things is a little bit of luck now and again. You know, they had a great header second half. Doherty, front post, should score, doesn't score. So we see the game out and win 2-0 and we're all speaking about how good we are to keep clean sheets. Really, are we that lucky? You know, so I think in the end we should just speak about the next game, Northampton, the ultimate goal, which is promotion. This club never hid from that. No one here has. How we get to promotion will be determined by the next games coming up. And I think we should just speak about that, because in the end we all get into, you know, good runs, bad runs, and managers under pressure. And I don't think we factor too much at times of personnel available, squad depth, you know, different things like that. I think nowadays with football, it's instant fix or instant death in it, either or.